According to what we normally do, I'm going to ask you a few questions. What kind of man was Boaz before he was married? It's an easy one. Ruthless. How do we know that Peter was a rich fisherman? Another easy one. By his net worth. What was one of the things that Adam and Eve did when they were kicked out of the garden? It raised Cain. Well, anyway, we'll start out with a few things before we get into the whirlwind Bible tour. This morning, we're going to take a tour of all 66 books in the Bible and a brief explanation what is in each one. So it won't be too bad. It'll be a quick sentence for each book. But first, we're going to Hebrews chapter 4, verses 12 and 13, and 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. This book contains the mind of God, the state of man, the way of salvation, the doom of sinners, the happiness of believers. Its doctrines are holy, its precepts are binding, and its histories are true, and its decisions are immutable. Read it to be wise, and believe it to be safe. Practice it to be holy. It contains light to direct you and food to support you, comfort to cheer you. It has a traveler's map, and this is the traveler's map. The pilgrim's staff, the pilot's compass, and the soldier's sword. And among other things, it's the Christian's charter. Here, paradise is restored, and heaven opened, and the gates of hell disclosed. Christ is its grand subject. Hell is disclosed in the Bible, and we better believe in it. The glory of God is its end. It should fill the memory and rule the heart and guide the feet. Read it slowly and frequently, prayerfully. The Bible is a mine of wealth. Even though it was made 2,000 years ago, it has all the answers today, tomorrow, and forever. It is given in life and will be opened in judgment, be remembered forever. It involves the highest responsibility and will reward the greatest labor and condemns all that trifle with its sacred contents. Next, we will know the seven wonders of the world. But did you know there are seven wonders of the Bible? The first is the wonder of its formation, the mysterious method of its formation. And the way in which the Bible grew is one of the mysteries of time. Number two, the wonder of its unification. It is a library of 66 books, yet it is one book. The wonder of its age is the most ancient of all books. The wonder of its sale, it is the bestseller of any book published. The wonder of its interest, it is the only book in the world read by all classes. The wonder of its language, it is written by uneducated men, and it is the best form a literary standpoint. And seven, the wonder of its preservation, it has been the most hated book of all books. Time and time again, efforts have been made to annihilate it, but yet it still exists. It will never, ever go away. The word of God shall stand forever and forever and never ending. Now we're going to get into the Whirlwind Bible Tour. All 66 books. Don't fall asleep on me. In Genesis, all things began that have to do with God. If you notice the scripture, this morning's scripture, it's from the Alpha to the Omega, the beginning of the Bible and the end of the Bible. In Exodus, the law was given to keep our life in tune with heaven. In Leviticus, it reveals the blood that kills our sin in a crimson flood. The book of Numbers shows the way and how we should walk and war and pray. In Deuteronomy, the truth twice told is always fresh and never old. In Joshua, the walls are down and Israel's found on Canaan's ground. In Judges, sin doth men entail, and yet the Spirit conquers all. In Ruth, the kingsman's acts and grace to give the gentle bride a place. In Samuel 1, it tells of King Saul, his rise, his sin, his loss, and his fall. In Samuel 2, King David resigns, and yet by sin now his life he stains. In the first of Kings, the temple is built, and we also read of Israel's guilt. In 2 Kings, recounts the lives of prophets and kings and their sons and their wives. In 1 Chronicles, we are shown the house of David and his throne. In the 2 Chronicles, it records the many acts of kings and lords. In Ezra's journey, work, and prayer, the traits of grace are everywhere. In Nathaniel, who built the wall in spite of foes, who plains his fall. And Esther's book reveals how she did act with God. In Job, a saint is surely tried and yet by trial sanctified. In Hosea, it sings in holy lays of God and all his holy grace and holy ways. In Joel, war rife and the might of God to still the strife. In Amos, Judas raised again in the land of which Christ shall reign. In Obadiah, Jacob's named and Edom for his sin is blamed. In Jonah, freedom from the whale. And we have salvation's wonderful tale. In Micah, the prophet doth relate the loving and mercy great. In Nehemiah, the book as a stronghold's found that keeps the saint both safe and sound. In Habakkuk, a prayer we hear which bids us worship and fear. In Zephaniah, Jehovah sings, and to the land his people brings. In Haggai, the temple's waste, he bids the people's build in haste. In Zechariah, we vision see of the things that are and those to be. In Malachi, the Lord's the same, he calls us each to his own claim. This concludes the Old Testament. Now we move into the New Testament. In Matthew's theme of Christ, the King and the laws of right with vigor ring. In Mark, as a servant true, He's shown his acts of service fully known. In Luke, the man of men with his works are clearly told. In John, as the Lord we see his grace, his truth in his acts we trace. In Acts, the Spirit came in might to bless his saints and keep them right. In Romans, next we are justified in Christ, and we are free and sanctified. In Corinthians, one we read of love, and the love so pure from above. In Corinthians, note, resounds the grace of God for each rebound. In Galatians, saints were waiting score when they would add to grace's score. In Ephesians, this is a wondrous book. You will find all the riches if you look. In Colossians, the book tells us Christ is all. If we have him, we cannot fall. In Philippians, shows us the sounds of joy. A chord we find, the joy is in the Lord. In Thessalonians 1, we hear that Christ will come and soon be here. In Thessalonians 2, we see the man of sin that is to be. In Timothy 1, apostles charge to the gospels, the worlds, and duties. In Timothy 2, it shows us the words of God and all its works. In Titus, we have much to learn of grace and glory in their turn. In Philemon, this is a story so sweet where Paul and the slave and the master meet. In Hebrews, better things we find, and all in Christ, the priest divine. In James, we ponder the faith that works for faith, from duty never shrinks. In Peter 1, we find the precious blood that redeems us from sin and brings us closer to God. In Peter 2, faith we add, the virtue true, which maketh glad. In John 1, we find the Christ we abide in, the love of God we reside. In John 2, the truth we are told, this will keep us true with mighty hold. In John 3, the apostles are glad, and it also speaks of the one that is sad. In Jude, we read of the darkest night and the faith and love of the glorious light. And at last, in Revelation, we see the Lamb of glory stand. In the King James Version of the Bible, there are 783,137 words, 66 books. That is a lot of reading, but it will benefit you to know all the words that God has gifted us are for us to use in everyday life, in times of strife, in times of trouble, in times of gladness. His blessings are always there. Read it daily to feed your soul, precious food for thought and guidance. Remember, all 66 books in this Bible are really only one book. And God has given us many things to read, and his word is one of the best things that we could ever read. It's there for us for anything that we can imagine. It has knowledge far beyond us, All we have to do is read it, reread it, and reread it, and it will tell you different things, different times. It will enhance your memory of the Lord thy God.